As the days went by, Aunt Nanette took me all over the city. We rode a ferry boat to the Statue of Liberty, zoomed 102 floors up at the Empire State Building, window shopped the fancy stores on Fifth Avenue, gobbled hot dogs in Central Park. But it was Harlem that I liked best. I played stickball with the kids again, and on a really hot day a whole bunch of us ran through the icy cold water that sprayed out hard from the fire hydrant. In the evenings, Aunt Nanette and I sat outside listening to the street musicians playing their saxophone songs. On rainy days, I wrote postcards and helped out around the apartment. I told Aunt Nanette about the things I liked to do back home, about baseball games, train watching, my birthday. She told me about the special Caribbean lemon and mango cake she was going to make.